The Traveler's Journal, August 10th, ambling through Amsterdam. The venerable Dutch port may be Europe's best major city for walking. Built along the River Ige, a tributary of the mighty Rhine, the central old town is defined by five major canals, which radiate in a maze of concentric semicircles around its main train station. Instead of broad vistas, Amsterdam unveils its charms on a more intimate human scale. Instead of grand plazas and palaces, it's fitted with small but well-preserved 17th-century buildings, which line the cobbled streets that frame the narrow side canals. Each individual building seems to have a special homey touch of charm or elegant simplicity. Amsterdam projects an easy, down-to-earth feeling that makes complete strangers feel at home. There's no shortage of interesting and unique diversions. Herengracht, the city's Grand Canal, is a working waterway plied by water taxis and barges selling plants and cut flowers. The notorious Zeedijk Red Light District is evidence of the pragmatic dichotomy the Dutch maintain toward human vices like sex and drugs. Three world-class galleries, the Rijksmuseum, the Van Gogh Museum, and the Zedelijk Museum, are clustered around a few city blocks. But more than places and things, Amsterdam's most ingratiating aspect is its population. The Dutch are relaxed, welcoming, and open-minded, with a uniquely youthful orientation. The vibrant daily street life they create makes Amsterdam a great place to just be. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.